Please turn to hymn number 489. 489, we will sing verses 1 and 2. Matthew chapter 22. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together. Then one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, testing him and saying, "Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself." It was the week between Palm Sunday and Easter. We sometimes refer to it as Holy Week. And it appears that the Pharisees were still very much out to get Jesus. The Pharisees had taken the law of God and exponentially increased it. For every commandment that God had given, they easily added 100 of their own, little lawlets to make them appear more righteous in the eyes of those around them. So this question had significant theological teeth. In the world of hundreds and hundreds of divine laws, which one, you teacher, is the greatest? Christ, of course, understands their motive, and better than that, he understands the law. And he responds to them in a way that immediately wipes out any hope of them justifying themselves on the basis of their little myriad laws. There are, in fact, only two: one that you love the Lord your God with everything that you are, and the other that you love your neighbor as yourself. And this, of course, is a withering response to us as it was to the Pharisees, because keeping those two in mind, we realize that we indeed fail in both of them. This is all the more distressing to us as Christians, because when the law speaks to our new heart, that which the Holy Spirit has created in us, we find ourselves frustrated. But yet we turn again to the law, not for hope or for comfort, but because we see in it a way in which we can show forth our love to God and our love for our neighbor. We turn now to hymn 490 and rehearse that law together. Those of you on the pulpit or south side will do the odd-numbered verses. Those of you on the north side will do the even-numbered verses. And when we get to 11 and 12, we will sing those all together. And I will ask you to stand to sing those two verses, and with a warning and a reminder that this hymn moves right along.
Thank you.
Of course, keeping the law is a matter of intent and will, and our best plans and our best efforts and our best wishes for ourselves and for our neighbors often fall short. Turn now to number 498. John Donne, the author of this poem, knew what it was to taste the grace of God, to understand in both his head and his heart what it was to be a forgiven child of God. He also knew what it was, as a forgiven child of God, to fall into grievous sin. And it is because of one of those falls into sin that he wrote this poem. And it's an interesting poem. You realize, of course, his last name and the way that he uses his last name in the poem itself. While he is speaking of his own situation, it certainly applies to us as well. He speaks to us and through us of the challenge and dilemma of original sin, of actual sin, of sins which we do which encourage others to sin, of sins that we boldly walk away from by faith and in grace and then turn back to again and again. And then finally, that great sin of fear, wondering if indeed a God could forgive us. And of course, the realization that this is what God does.
Thank you.
us stand and join in our Lord's Prayer. Our Father, the Almighty and Merciful Lord, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, bless and preserve us. Amen. Depart in peace.